We're talking today with Miss Oklahoma for 2011, Betty Thompson. Betty, give me a little bit of your background. You're a farm girl, right?
I am. I grew up on a small dairy farm. We had Jersey dairy cattle, and my mom actually calls it a 4-H project that just got slightly out of hand. And so it was a very small Jersey operation that we had north of Davenport, and I grew up milking cows morning and night, bottle feeding calves. And so that's really inspired my platform now as Miss Oklahoma of Milk It Really Does a Body Good.
Why did you go with this particular platform?
Well, childhood obesity levels are at an all-time high, and milk has been shown to be that missing factor in children's health. And so promoting a healthy lifestyle with 3 servings of dairy every single day, along with proper exercise and other healthy, nutritious meals, is really a very important thing in our society right now.
Now, you've gone through several months now as Miss Oklahoma. You're getting ready, obviously, for the Miss America contest,
yes.
but Tell me about, you know, some of the things that you've done utilizing this platform.
Well, my platform, Milk It Really Does a Body Good, is tied into my new school program of The Road to Success. And I've been taking that all of the months that schools have been in session, going into schools all over our state and talking to students about setting goals, having a healthy lifestyle, making good decisions, and having self-respect. And so that has really been my main job as Miss Oklahoma, and implementing that. I've been working with Fuel Up to Play 60 in the schools, which is a program that encourages students to fuel up their bodies with healthy, nutritious meals and be active for 60 minutes. I've also been working with the New Look of School Milk program, which is concentrating on switching schools from paper cartons to plastic bottles.
Now, today here in Guthrie, you were talking with a couple of kindergarten groups, and you really were explaining a lot about dairy production.
Right, because today you find a lot of students that think that their ag products or their groceries come simply from a grocery store. And so it's really important to me that students understand the process of where that milk came from. It wasn't just put in a jug at the grocery store. It comes from a healthy cow, from farms like mine, where people care about the cow, so that when they grow up, they know that their milk is safe to drink. And it comes from a healthy, happy cow that has been taken great care of. And it's important for them to know the ag background of where their food is coming from.
At this point, as you think about, you know, some of the interactions you've had, what kind of feedback are you getting with this type of a platform?
I'm getting positive feedback, really. It's so interesting to see how many people are uneducated about the importance of dairy in their diets. And so it's been such positive feedbacks from teachers, parents, and students finding out that dairy is such an important role in their lives. And so I've really had a fun time with this platform, and I've had so much support from areas I never even expected.
I know you've probably kept your eye on Miss America this year. She's got a little bit of a farm background as well.
Yes, that's what I've heard. I know that she's promoting ag right now and going around to even colleges and talking about the importance of ag. So it's wonderful to hear that somebody else with this platform and with this ability to go out and speak to students is promoting agriculture.
What are the experts telling you, or what are you doing right now to be prepared for that contest first of the year?
Well, there's several different things, but the biggest preparation for the Miss America job is what I'm doing right now. Going into the schools, having some type of speaking opportunity with children, interacting with people on a daily basis, that is the job of Miss America. And it's the job of Miss Oklahoma as well, serving as an ambassador for my personal platform, for Children's Miracle Network, and for the organization. So that is my biggest preparation. In addition to that, I'm going to the gyms, getting ready for the physical fitness, been practicing my talent every day, doing interview preparation, and all of that is going to be worth it in January, I hope.
Now, you know, as you think about beyond this, you obviously this is great on-the-job training for something. What do you want to do once you finish Miss Oklahoma, maybe Miss America?
Well, I am an elementary education major, and I'm one semester shy of having my degree. I just need to go into my student teaching. So eventually I would love to be a teacher, but recently I've decided that I really enjoy the broadcasting side and am even looking into sports broadcasting after I finish Miss Oklahoma.
Okay, now, I saw some of the teacher come out on you today. You handled the kids very well.
Yes, I'm so thankful that I was elementary education. All of those facilitating strategies and games and ways to get the attention back, is that has been so beneficial. And when I was in elementary education, I never dreamed that I'd be using it right now as Miss Oklahoma, but I'm so thankful that that was my major.
One last question as far as thinking about being an agricultural advocate. Why, in your mind, is that important in this day and age?
Well, because without our farmers, we wouldn't have food. We wouldn't have the clothes that we're wearing. You wouldn't have the floors that you're walking on. Agriculture is a part of every single thing that you touch in everyday life, even down to plastic. So without those farmers and without that agriculture, we would not be able to continue on in life as we know it.
From Davenport, Oklahoma, a product of 4-H and FFA, Betty Thompson from Oklahoma State University, Miss Oklahoma 2011. She'll be vying for Miss America honors in early 2012 in Las Vegas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.